The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Let me tell you a little bit about Belle Plaines, Minnesota. Belle Plaines, Minnesota, cute little town of about 6,000 people. One of the biggest events of the year is their annual 4th of July celebration. This was usually sponsored by the local park there. Various games are held, such as foot races, tug of war, watermelon eating contest, and horse racing. Later years, the Belle Plaines Fire Department was in charge of the evening fireworks, but the job's been taken over by Alf Albrecht, who performed that for many, many years. You know, in the old days, they used to have a horse race right there in the right on the street, starting just east of the town. The finish line was that first house on Main Street. But now, everybody gets together in the local park for the 4th of July celebration. This little town in Minnesota, which is the first town in the United States to actually have on public property a memorial to Satan. And, oh, the kids are going to enjoy that next 4th of July.
It's just a little satanic monument. You know, and some people might be a little taken aback by that. But you shouldn't be, because, of course, the equal treatment of all religions clause in the Constitution.
There's no clause like that.
Yeah, it's in the Good and Plenty Church and State Amendment.
That's not in there either. That was just a letter that was written, but that's not in there.
Well, it was a collection of letters written in the Constitution is what it was.
No.
In an order that formed
again,
the sentences.
Again, I think you guys are wrong this time.
Well, that's the perception. Glennon, what do they say about perception?
Perception is reality. Yeah,
it is reality.
You're right. You're right. So you got that going for you.
Yeah.
So,
honest question. What do you think the percentage of people who say they're Satanists are that are actually atheists who just want to make a point?
Okay, that's higher.
Yeah. Right. Like, are there really Satanists? Like, I'm sure there's seven.
There's some.
But, like, I
think you're right. I think they're more likely atheists.
This memorial is not actually being put up by actual Satanists. Right. The idea is they probably got a Satanist to get on board for them to make their point against Christianity. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not. Mm-hmm. Am I wrong on that? I mean, I hate to for all the Satanists in the audience, I hate to be offensive, of course, but
you don't want to demean them in any way.
Anyway, however, it does seem like this is just an excuse to push atheism on everybody else, which is
let's look into it. This, according to WCCO, a small Minnesota town getting a lot of attention for its satanic monument coming to their Veterans Park.
Yeah, that's veterans. The special cherry on top.
Yeah.
The Veterans Park.
For fallen soldiers. Yes. That's what the monument is for.
The monument is going up for the Satanic Temple, which features an upturned helmet atop a black cube. Soon will be at the site of the Veterans Memorial Park in Belle Plaine. It's being built by a group of Satanists out of Massachusetts, and be the first satanic monument on public property in United States history. It's going to be great.
So the people in Massachusetts were like, I just got to have a memorial in Minnesota. I've got to have it.
Minnesota.
We're going for Belle Plaine. This has been the goal of this church the entire time. We need to get a monument in Belle Plaine in a Veterans Park.
Well, let's see. The city is allowing the monument to be built after a religious freedom group threatened to sue over another statue, which features a soldier praying over a grave marked with a cross. City officials say the memorial, which is not inside the park yet, is finished, but they're still working on a date that it'll go in. It has to be put in a small area called the Free Speech Zone. It's an area designated to 10 or fewer memorials, as long as they honor veterans. They say they were putting it up, and I didn't like it, said one resident. City Council member Kerry Koop said he voted against the designated free speech area. I don't think there are too many Satanists around here, but it is free speech, said Koop. He says they anticipated other groups coming in. We were warned against creating this free speech zone, and it'll be probably just as well that we didn't have one, that people could use private property to say whatever they wanted. Karnitz, whose husband is a veteran of the Vietnam War, says she finds the new satanic monument offensive. Of course she does.
Bigot.
It was approved a while back already, and it hasn't come here. I'm hoping that and praying that it doesn't come into the park. There is a protest planned at the park on Saturday during the city's popular Barbecue Days Festival.
I know we missed it this weekend.
Despite the name, the Satanic Temple does not promote a belief in personal Satan and that a religion can and should be divorced from superstition.
See, that's exactly what Stu said. It's a statement. Mm-hmm. It's a stinking statement against Christians. They don't have to do this. They don't have to cave into that nonsense. There's nothing in the Constitution that says you have to give equal space to Satanists. You don't have to. I wish we could get over this.
That's the sad. It's like all of these foundations keep crumbling. It's like if we can't trust the Satanists to tell us the truth about their intentions, who can we trust?
It casts some doubt on Wiccans at that point, doesn't it?
No, don't say that. Do not drag them into this, Pat.